order at 6 o'clock, please stand for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, republic for which it stands, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Dema here, Randolph, Sherry here, Idaho.
Here.
Huck. Frywall.
Here.
Aye. We have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris, second by Mike Frywall. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions? Carried 7-0. Consider motion to approve consent agenda. Minutes of the regular board meeting, November 18th, 2020, general fund vouchers and financial report.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting, November 18th, 2020. General fund vouchers 99532 through 99690 for $314,854.04. Wire transfers 202000056 through 202000067 for $1,027,282. With voids of 99610 and 99674.
Motion by Lyle, we have a second.
One second.
Second by Kayla. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions? Carried 7-0. Public input?
No, it was Mr. Frywall that stayed.
Oh, 6-0-1-1. Thank you, Jenny. Public input?
That's why I'm here. I learned recently that a member of this board had COVID symptoms before the meeting and then tested positive afterwards. How irresponsible is that? I got no notice from the school nurse, from the county, anybody for contact. Everybody knew I'm here. I'm very easy to find. This person has no business being on this board, let alone doing anything for it. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it. You can sit up there after something like this happens. A member of your staff who sat here got COVID and so did his wife. How can you allow this to happen? How can you possibly explain it? I also sent you information that you requested concerning masks and exercise and people dying. I got no response at all from you.
Are you pointing at me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I didn't request that information from you. Nor did you ask for a response in your email.
You two most certainly did.
I did not.
Read the paper.
I think I did.
I can go back and I can listen to the tape, but I did not request the information.
I think I asked you for it, but I did not tell you I would ever respond.
You wanted proof? There's your proof. Why do you say something like that and then not respond to proof? Don't you know how? Can't you read?
Mr. Fancook, you didn't ask for a response.
Okay, well, give me one now.
What's your question, sir?
I sent you the information you two requested about kids.
I didn't request the information. Mr. Fancook, for the record, I did not request that information from you.
Okay, Mike did. Then we'll let Mike respond.
I don't have a response. To your earlier statement, I did have COVID. Didn't know I had it. Didn't have symptoms. My father got tested on Wednesday late afternoon while we were in the meeting. I got a rapid test on Thursday because I was with him on Tuesday. I never got within 6 feet of you at any time, and I always had a mask on. There would be no reason for me to call you. None whatsoever.
Contact tracing is supposed to be done at meetings. That's the CDC guidelines, which you guys claim you're following.
Mm-hmm.
You're not following.
We are, and that is not, that's not a correct interpretation of contact tracing. You would not be a close contact to be traced.
According to the people I've talked to, which are medical professionals,
our nurse is here, she could speak to it. She's in close contact with Marinette County. That's not a close contact, contact tracing.
According to the Department of Health Services from Wisconsin and the local public health, to be considered a close contact within 6 feet of someone for another 15 minutes and 24 hours, you need to have stayed overnight in their house, you need to have come in direct contact
not what I've read from the CDC, my friend. I think you need to reread that.
I think she's exactly correct.
Well, I don't care what you think anymore. You don't respond to anything.
If you ask for a response, Mr. Fancook, if you ask for a response, unfortunately for you, that's not your responsibility. And if you ask for a response, I will give you one.
If it was my responsibility, you'd have been packing a long time ago.
If you ask for a response in an email, I will give you one.
Because you don't know what the heck you're doing.
If you ask for a response, I will give you one.
You're dodging it just like you always do, just like...
Ask me a question. It's public input. Ask me a question. I'll give you a response.
Why do you insist on athletes at the high school level wearing masks when they don't at any other level?
That's a very good question. In the article that you wrote in the paper, if you flip it over several pages, there are probably a half dozen schools that are represented in those pictures in both wrestling and basketball. Every athlete is wearing a mask. The reason every athlete is wearing a mask is because it is required by WIAA for participation in athletics. So our athletes will wear masks.
I've seen plenty of pictures of high school athletes in Wisconsin not wearing masks.
We can only control what we can control. The WIAA requires masks to be worn by athletes.
You're full of it. This board is an embarrassment.
Sorry, I disagree.
This board is an embarrassment.
And if you would like...
If
you would like, I can quote from your article that you sent, which you left some of the information out in your article in the paper.
They limit how many words go in there.
Okay, and I appreciate that.
You probably understand that.
And I appreciate that. But the article that you are talking about was from Juan Lin. Juan Lin is the source, Global Times. This is the article I printed off, which you attached to your email. It says, though many slammed the idea of running while wearing masks, experts pointed out there was no positive causal relationship between them, that being the child who died and the wearing of the mask. Students' deaths might have resulted from other underlying causes like some other diseases. Doing exercise with a mask on won't necessarily lead to sudden death directly. Zhang Xuan, a respiratory expert from the China-Japan Friendship Hospital, told the Global Times on Tuesday. Other experts also pointed out that there are many causes of sudden death, including prolonged periods of inactivity during an outbreak and inadequate warming up before running, reported Guansha on Sunday. That's from one article that you sent. The other article that you sent, the World Health Organization, which, by the way, the United States is not a member of, has a couple of quotes in it as well, which were left out. One is, it says, some experts disagree with the guidance, however, citing research showing that masks don't impair breathing and that WHO recommended 1 meter distance isn't enough. And it also says, people who wear respirators, which is not a face covering like I'm wearing or you're wearing, it's a much more restrictive face covering, while exercising, as well as those who have diseases like asthma and COPD and wear any mask while working out, seem to fare worse. Further, it says the organization says in the new report that good ventilation and physical distancing of at least 3 feet, according to WHO, during workouts is paramount. If gyms can't guarantee distancing, ventilation, and proper disinfection, they should consider closing temporarily. So what the WHO, which we're not a member of, is saying there, that if you can't maintain social distancing in their mind of at least 3 feet, you should close. Okay? Our athletes are playing... This is their exact words. This is a quote.
Okay.
Quote.
Once again, do you see any professional or any college students, athletes, wearing masks while they're playing?
I can only speak to what we have to abide by, and that's the WIA guidelines, which say athletes will wear masks. The article further says another expert, Dr. Megan Rainey, an emergency medicine physician at Brown University, told Insider the WHO's new guidance is terrifying. That just makes no sense, she said. There have been studies showing that face masks don't actually inhibit breathing or oxygen levels during exercise. One small study, for instance, showed that healthy exercisers' blood and muscle oxygen levels weren't affected when performing the same fitness test with a cloth mask, medical mask, or no mask. Our findings are of importance because they indicate that people can wear face masks during intense exercise with no detrimental effects on performance and minimal impact on blood and muscle oxygenation, the researchers wrote in a press release. And again, these are quotes from the articles that you sent.
Okay. provided you. So you can read them, but you can't respond to them. That's good. Have you ever tried it?
I just did.
Have you tried playing with a mascot?
No, sir.
Do you think that might be a good idea to start with? Do your own research instead of reading crap, because there's a million things on the internet.
No, this is your stuff that I'm reading.
No, it's not my stuff. It's stuff on the internet that I
sent. Correct, that you sent.
Hoping you'd look into other things and explore it, but you didn't. You selectively picked out little pieces of it that fit your criteria.
From the articles that you sent.
From the articles on the internet. They're available to everybody.
Correct.
I could send you a dozen more that would contradict all that.
I'd be happy to read any of them.
You won't read them.
I'd be happy to read any of them. If you send them, I'll read them. I can assure you of that. Good. And the WIAA requires that students wear masks, and we have to follow WIAA guidance.
Okay, then what are these other schools in Milwaukee and every Madison that aren't wearing them?
I'm not aware of any other schools that are in WIAA that aren't wearing them or are allowed to not wear them, but I can't speak for them. I can only speak for the Griffith School District.
And you do a very poor job of representing the Griffith School District.
That's your opinion, and you're entitled to
it. It's shared by a lot of people.
Anything else?
It won't do any good anyway. You're just stuck in your own little world.
All right, moving on. Any other public input?
I just wanted to say something about possible community camps gathering that I've been hearing about, and I'm just hoping that the school is taking a stance on that one way or another, because the parents are assuming it is school organized. If that's what's out there, right or wrong. And I feel like as a school, we need to maybe make some kind of statement or make it clear that we do not support a gathering that would affect our academics. If we just opened up a gathering in school, that would affect our sports, that would affect our students, our families, and our community.
I'm aware that it's out there. Someone has, I don't do social media, but someone sent me that. I can assure you that the school has nothing to do with it. The school did not start it. The school does not support it in any way. That's really the only thing that we can do in terms of an activity like that. We don't have any authority really to do anything else. But for the record, it's not the school district. It's not the board. Sure.
All right. Any other public input?
Why isn't there any answer?
What's that?
Why isn't there any answer?
Just because of the social distancing aspect of it. It would be impossible.
Well, I'm just curious because you have all these kids in school already.
We do.
And you don't have them together?
That there are no schools that I'm aware of that are. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else? All right, moving on, correspondence recognition.
Yeah, a big thank you goes out to the Kurvitz Lions Club for its generous donation of $200 to be used for our district's clothes closets at the elementary, middle, and high school.
All right. Reports, committee reports, policy, curriculum.
We had a meeting tonight at 4:30, and we discussed the policies that were sent out in your packet. And everything was okay. There's just a couple of things that Mr. Manns is going to take care of adding to the policies. And so we are bringing them toward the board for discussion this evening.
All right. Thank you.
And there's a recommendation which will come when the board talks about policy 6320, purchasing.
Yep.
That the committee moved forward.
All right. Building grounds, transportation, technology met tonight. We discussed potential of putting air conditioning in the gym and getting the engineering done for that. We tabled it, asked Mr. White to get some other engineering prices or ideas. We also talked about the facility needs update. We looked at all the way up to 24, 25. Mr. White informed us of things that were going early, how the budget was doing, and what was coming up in the next couple of years. No action was taken. So that was really wrong. Administrative reports, Mr. Mann.
This week, the CDC, Wisconsin Department of Health, and Marinette County Department Health Department released some updated guidance on close contact quarantine. The guidance allows for shortening of the quarantine period for those who are close contact to a COVID-19 positive case from 14 to 7 to 10 days if certain conditions are met. Those conditions include shortening the quarantine to 7 days if one receives a negative PCR or antigen test for COVID-19 on day 6 or later. The 14-day quarantine can be shortened to 10 days without a COVID-19 test. If either of those options is chosen, the person must, on days 7 through 14, remain symptom-free, wear a mask, avoid gatherings, and maintain strict social distancing. The impact of this on our school setting is actually minimal, as in-person students would not be able to shorten quarantine days due to the inability to maintain strict social distancing while at school. Very few school districts are able to accomplish that, have been able to accomplish that. The new guidelines will allow staff who are able to maintain strict social distancing to return to work prior to 14 days, staff members such as custodians, some teachers, depending on their assignment, and admin staff, of course, will be able to shorten by maintaining social distancing. It will also allow student athletes to return to socially distanced practice prior to 14 days, thereby avoiding the acclimation process for returning to competition. This information has been confirmed with both DHS and WIAA. Second, Christmas break will begin with the conclusion of school day a week from today on Wednesday, December 23rd, and continue through Friday, January 1st. Students will return on Monday, January 4th. Finally, I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's.
Mr. Bowman.
High school students were dismissed at 1:25 last Friday while the staff held one of its remote services from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. The high school teachers used this time to discuss what has been working well during our virtual student schooling and what we can do to improve communication and student engagement. We also started to develop our plan for second semester and student eligibility for virtual schooling. The remainder of the time was spent by our staff working on lesson planning and student communication. And then the only other thing I have is next Wednesday, the high school will host its annual Christmas trivia contest during the 8th period. We usually hold the student faculty basketball game, but because of the pandemic, we will give the students a one-year break to get beat up on. So we have to put our winning streak on hold here as far as the staff goes. We're looking at the possibility, though, of some other Christmas-related contests where students can win some prizes. I think what we're going to do is give the students a choice. They don't have to do it, but if they want to take a Christmas tree, cutout of a Christmas tree, or a cutout of, what was the other, candy cane. Anyway, they can choose one of the two and then have the weekend to decorate it and then put it on their lockers on Monday morning, and we would take the top 3 to 5, whatever we decide on, and give them cash prizes, just to kind of make the building look a little more festive as well and try to get some Christmas spirit here before the end of the year, or before the end of the break here. But that's about all I have.
Mrs. Robinson.
Our annual elementary Christmas concert is going virtual. Each elementary class will be filmed singing their songs, and the links to the videos will be emailed to parents as soon as they're ready. Thank you to Mr. Allard and the classroom teachers for helping students work on their songs in preparation for this. The filming started today. Usually the middle school student council members volunteer 2 times a month at the Curtis Food Pantry, including during their holiday food distribution times. This year, they have not been able to COVID risks. Instead, Mrs. Spalding and the student council organized a food drive benefiting the Curtis Food Pantry. In 1 week, almost 1,800 items were collected to be donated. Tuesday, food pantry volunteers picked up those donations. And last I have, the Curtis Business Association had a sock tree, they have a sock tree each year at their Christmas in the Village event. Today, we received 2 large boxes of socks, mittens, hats, and scarves for students. Their efforts in supporting our student needs is greatly appreciated. Also, Curtis High School students, McKenna Celine and Maggie Dama, are holding a drive for warm clothes that will also benefit Curtis Elementary students.
Okay. I just have one thing. The student council didn't come this year, but we had 6 students from NHS that came to the food pantry and worked the Christmas pantry. And I think it was like 3 boys and 3 girls, because they're having trouble getting their hours, you know. So they came and worked. So that was welcome too.
Mr. White,
One of our school transport vans, a 2003 Chevy, has outlived its useful life and is no longer roadworthy to transport staff and students. Through some discussions with Mr. Taylor and the Tech Ed Department, it was decided to turn the van over to the Tech Ed program to use as a learning tool. Mr. Taylor has been seeking a vehicle in running condition for this purpose, and he looks forward to having students learn by disassembling and reassembling the van's various systems. The value of the van was not worth doing much else with at this point. The crisis intervention response team held their quarterly meeting via Google Meet on December 10th. This team consists of school counselors, administrative staff, and local law enforcement. Items discussed included future safety drills as well as training for staff and students. And a required safety drill will be held next week at both buildings, and plans for another drill, a little bit more involved drill, are in the works for the spring. And lastly, the custodial maintenance staff will be taking advantage of students being out of the building again during the upcoming Christmas break to do some cleaning and maintenance tasks. Among those tasks we hope to accomplish include maintenance requests, waxing the floors, painting, and of course, deep cleaning.
Mr. Dorsher.
Winter sports are underway. All of our high school sports seasons have been able to start competitions within the last week. Girls basketball is currently 2-2 overall with an impressive win over a heavily favored Coleman team last night. Boys basketball kicked off their season last night as well at Zurich, winning 67-17. Stall a little. And wrestling traveled to Albino this past Friday. The winter scheduling process, like the fall, will be a challenge. Trying to navigate through the different COVID protocols with opposing schools, quarantine protocols set forth by the WIA, and finding game officials, which there's been over 50 officials in the area that have opted out of officiating this winter sports season due to general COVID concerns. For this year only, the WIA has allowed schools in the sport of wrestling to co-op with other schools to help form larger teams in an attempt to allow for more matches to take place without moving up divisions in postseason competition due to higher enrollment that would traditionally be under consideration in other years. But allowing one duel per week and no traditional invitational tournaments to take place, it's been difficult to put a schedule together that maximizes opportunities for our student athletes. The Northwood Storm, an already formed co-op between Florence and Niagara High Schools, approached Cribbets and formulated a co-op for this 2020-21 season only. There are 8 wrestlers in our program, 4 wrestlers in the Northwood Storm program, and with this co-op, it will make it more attractive to add duels to the schedule, knowing that more matches will be available on the scheduled night of competition. This co-op will not be of any extra cost to the district. The Northwood Storm will travel separate to the venues we wrestle at, and will follow WI winter considerations like we already do. The junior high boys season is wrapping up. We've had a decent amount of success getting that season in. Only twice throughout the year, the team was put in a holding pattern, awaiting test results, which were negative in both cases, and to date, we've been able to get every scheduled contest played thus far. The season wraps up on